Lovely. Your hands are quite lovely, girl. Gentle, smooth, absolutely magical.
Thank you, lady.
Do be a dear and put that sponge away. Your hands themselves are more than sufficient.
Yes, milady.
Perfect. Now let's start with the shoulders.
Yes, milady.
Delightful. Now, forward to the collarbones.
Yes, milady.
Yes, that's it. Lower.
Yes, milady.
Lower.
Yes, milady.
There you go. You know the protocol, girl. My breasts get quite dirty. They need special attention. Especially the nipples. Very good. Do you like my breasts, girl?
Yes, milady.
Always with the yes, milady. Use your words, girl. Tell me.
I like your breasts very much, milady.
Do you enjoy touching them?
Yes, I do enjoy it, milady.
Does it excite you to touch me?
It does. Lady.
Good. Because it excites me too. Hello, my love. Come to check on me, have we? As you can see, I'm taking a bath. Yes, well, your loving wife is no longer as limber as she used to be, darling. So I find it quite useful to have an extra set of hands to help me with those hard-to-reach areas. Besides, what's the point of having a handmaiden if one does not utilize their services? Oh, yes, yes. I know, my love. Our presence is requested this evening at Moxley Manor for a quote. Fun night of reverie, mingling with family, friends, and festivities. Exactly how one mingles with festivities is still a mystery to me, but I digress. No doubt another dreadfully boring affair. Oh, filled with bland food, cheap Spanish wine, and that god-awful string quartet they always engage because Celeste seems to have an almost preternatural obsession with the cello. Mind your manners, girl.
Of course, my lady. Apologies, my lady.
I understand its importance, my love. I am more than willing to endure another long night of banal conversation, insipid gossip, and dreadful fashion, as long as you, my darling husband, stay by my side all night. If I have to endure one more night of Bernard Hammerschmidt's grotesquely fumbling attempts to lure me into some illicit dalliance, I will simply lead him out into the sculpture garden, entice him to lower his breeches, and then remove his shriveled testicles with my heirloom ebony brooch. Forgive me. Excellent. Now, if I'm to waste an evening at the Moxleys, I would very much prefer to finish my nice, relaxing bath before I must dress and prepare myself. Not to worry, my dear. I will leave plenty of time for us to arrive as scheduled. Besides, we all know that the true manner of status at these dreadful events is gauged primarily by precisely how fashionably late one can arrive and still be considered polite. An equation you yourself have so expertly calculated with a mathematician's precision, I might add. So, my love, if you wish for me to be prepared on time, please leave me to my bathing respite. Or stay and keep me company if you prefer. It matters not to me. There are several benches along the wall, or the divan at my dressing table, any of which you may help yourself to. Intriguing. Now then, girl, shall we continue?
Yes, my lady.
I believe we should move on to the back. Oh, my darling husband, ever the gentleman. Truly, averting your gaze. How chivalrous of you. How perfectly noble. We are not in mixed company, my love. Let us not pretend that you have not gazed upon my naked flesh hundreds, if not thousands of times. You have seen these breasts before. You have touched them, fondled them, licked and suckled on them. You have fucked them, darling. So let us drop the pretense, shall we? You stayed for a reason, so please feel free to stare at your heart's content. Now, girl, if you please.
At once, my lady.
Lower, girl.
Yes, my lady.
You know, darling, I really must commend you once again on your magnificent discernment when it comes to the selection of handmaidens. You've quite the eye for talent. This new girl is amazingly attentive and quite capable. Been here not a month, but already understands the full extent of my daily requirements. What did you say, girl?
Nothing, milady.
Well, come on. Spit it out.
It's... Thank you for the kind words, milady.
I believe in giving credit where credit is due. You've done a masterful job and have made a lovely addition to our home, dear girl.
Milady honors me with her words. I am grateful and humbled.
Yes, I imagine you would be. Lower.
Yes, my lady.
My dear, lower.
Lady.
What's the problem?
The master
is all the way across the room and cannot see into the tub from that angle. Do you mean to tell me that not 30 seconds after extolling your virtues, you dare to defy my orders?
No, milady. Of course not.
Go.
Yes, milady?
Need I remind you that we're done with the sponge?
Yes, milady.
Yes, much better. I must admit, my dear, her hands are quite talented and most exquisite. Why do you think I'm always so poised and relaxed when we go out to these events? Show you how positively scandalous, my love. You heard the master of the house, girl. Come round to the side of the bath.
Yes, my lady.
Now, show his lordship how you work those magical hands. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes, that's it. Right there. Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. Good girl. Very nice girl.
Thank you, Millie. Shall I wash lower, milady?
Yes, you shall.
As milady wishes.
Yes. Right there is especially dirty. Make sure you give that area special consideration.
Yes, milady. Like this, milady.
Oh, yes. Just like that, dear girl. Are you all right there, love? Do I detect perspiration on your brow? A moistening of the upper lip? The heat of the bath? I know it can get a bit humid in here. Feel free to take off that cumbersome jacket, darling. Loosen the collar. Whatever you need to feel more comfortable. That's a good girl. Yes, yes. Yes, keep rubbing my clit like that, yeah? Make sure to get it clean, girl.
Yes, please.
Yes. Yes, that's it. Good girl, good girl.
Shall I wash the inside as well?
I believe that would be best. Yes. Girl! The impertinence! Two fingers at once!
Apologies, milady. I can fake.
Girl, if you remove that hand, I will have it removed from your wrist. Twas just a bit of a shock. Keep going.
As my lady wishes.
Yes. Yes, that's it, girl. Good. Yes, just keep pumping into my cunt like that. Yes. Yes, girl. Just like that. Now take your thumb. And... yes. Yes, just like that, girl. Your hand is truly magical. Such lie and nimble fingers. You look as if you wish to say something, girl. What is it?
No, milady. It is not my place to say.
Please, girl. I insist.
Begging your pardon, milady, but I was wondering if maybe milady would prefer that I switch to a more intensive cleaning procedure.
You refer to the method that you demonstrated a week past.
Yes, milady.
A most excellent suggestion, girl. I believe I would prefer that. I do believe that his lordship would also be quite keen on a demonstration of that particular methodology as well.
I rather thought he might as well, milady.
Oh, you devious little girl. It appears that I've trained you well. Very well. Now, we mustn't get that uniform of yours wet. Well, any wetter than it already is. Take it off.
Lady, but the master is...
Girl! Despite my sometimes casual nature and general affability in regards to you, you are still a servant of this house. And as such, you will obey any and all orders given to you. Do I make myself clear?
Of course, my lady. 1,000 apologies, my lady.
Irregardless of my fondness for you, you must always remember your place, dear girl.
I understand, milady. Thank you, milady.
Good. Now remove that uniform.
As milady wishes.
Hands at your sides, girl. There's no need to be shy. Turner regard the master of the house. It is his money that pays for your service, girl. So allow him to see exactly what his money provides.
If it please you, my lord, I present my humble self before your gaze, that you may approve of this body and the service I may provide. Thank you, my lord. I'm glad that it pleases you, my lord.
Well presented, girl. Now then, climb into the bath with me and let us continue. As I recall, I need to back myself up against the edge of the bath and lift myself up a bit.
Allow me to assist, my lady.
Thank you, girl. Now I drape one leg over each side of the bath as you kneel between them, facing me. And as we discovered last time, you need to reach under and place your hands under my bottom to help support me and lift me out of the water. Just like that.
Yes, milady. Is that comfortable, milady?
Comfortable enough, dear girl. And I believe that in a few short moments I will cease to care. Now, girl, one must always remember her manners.
Milady?
A handmaiden must always remain passive and genteel in the presence of her masters. I can see that ravenous look in your eyes, the positively hungry countenance on your face. You are practically drooling in anticipation. Could it be that you suggested this not just for my sake, but for your own as well? That you are just as eager as I am about this particular turn of events?
Milady, I don't...
Is it possible that your desire to offer this service to your mistress was matched by your own wanton yearning to once again taste this pussy upon your tongue?
I...
Tell the truth, girl.
Yes, Milady.
Then tell me.
Pardon, Milady?
Tell me what you desire, girl. Tell me exactly what it is you wish to do.
I wish to lick my mistress's pussy. I wish to bury my face deep within your quim, devour you, and bring you to completion until my face is completely covered in your sweet nectar. Milady.
Well then, perhaps it is best that you begin.
As my lady desires.
Oh my goodness. Oh yes. Yes. Oh my goodness. Oh yes. Keep using your tongue like that, you dirty girl. Yes. Yes, that is good. That is good. You like that, dear husband? Yes, she is a dirty little thing, isn't she? I love the way her tongue rolls around my pussy. Yes, you dirty, dirty girl. Keep fucking my pussy with your tongue. Yes, that's it. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. You're such a good girl. That's it. That's it. Good. Good. Yes, yes. Good. Dirty slut. You feel so good. Yes, that's it. That's it. Keep moaning as you lick my pussy. Fuck. Fuck. That's good. That's good. I think I'm about to come. Would you like that, girl? Would you like my cum in your mouth? Yes, yes, you want it, wouldn't you, girl? Say it. Say you want it. Yes, yes, that's it. That's it. Good girl. Good girl. Take it. Take it. Take it. Oh, yes, dear girl. That was truly exquisite.
Thank you, my lady. As long as the mistress is pleased.
Oh, I should say so.
My lady.
Oh, my dear girl. What a fascinating colour of red has flushed those cheeks. After all that, it was the kiss that brought this magnificent blush to your face. Did you enjoy kissing me, girl?
Yes, my lady.
I see. Then perhaps we ought to make a habit of it.
As my lady desires.
Oh my. It would appear that our little performance has had quite the effect on the master of the house.
Oh.
No, no, girl. Don't look away. Turn back and look at him. Watch him. He is the master of this house, and if he chooses to stroke himself before you, that is his prerogative.
Surely he does that because of you, milady.
He does that for the both of us, dear girl. Here. I'll show you. Stand up. Present yourself to him once again. You see how his gaze intensifies, his breath quickens, the increased speed of his ministration. They are as much for you as they are for me, dear girl. I believe that he could use some assistance, girl.
My lady.
You are a handmaiden, are you not? Perhaps you should go give him a hand.
Lady, so desires.
Oh, I desire. And knowing my husband the way I do, I know that he desires as well. Go to him. Offer your services to him. And when you approach, tell him.
My lord. The mistress of the house has bade me to come over and offer you assistance for your current situation. Would that please you, master? As the master wishes. Shall I get on my knees for you, master? If I may, my lord. My hands are still wet. Soapy from the bath, making your cock nice and slick in my hand. Does that please the master?
That's it, girl. Look up at his face. Focus your attention on his eyes. See how pleased he is, how much he appreciates your service.
Do I please you, master? Is my assistance to your liking? Faster, my lord. As the master so desires.
Take care now, girl. Notice that the master's already dressed for this evening's event. You must take special care not to make a mess.
Yes, milady.
You will need to plan accordingly to deal and dispose of the effluent.
And how do you wish for me to do that, milady?
Ask your master.
Lord, I do not wish to create a mess. do you wish for me to do with your seed when the moment arrives, Master? My mouth. As you desire, Master. I am your faithful servant, and it is my job to please you, my lord. No, Master. Not just my job. It's also my pleasure, Master. It is my desire to please you. Do I please you, Master? Thank you, Master. Well, I can tell you are close to completion, my lord. Shall I open my mouth for you? As the master wishes. Please, my lord, please give me your seed. Fill my mouth with your blessing and I will swallow it all down for you. My master humbles me with his kind words.
Well done, girl. Now, it is time for me to get out of this bath and begin preparing for the evening's event. Do come and help me out of the bath.
At once, milady.
Thank you, dear girl. Hand me that towel and fetch me my dressing gown.
Yes, milady.
His lordship is quite pleased with you, girl. You did a masterful job.
Really, milady?
Quite. And I believe he would be interested in continued use of your particular services as time goes on. We both would, in fact.
Whatever the master and mistress desire. I live to serve you both, milady.
Very good. Now, get yourself dressed and go to my bedchambers.
Yes, milady.
We can't have you trapezing around the manor naked now, can we? Go prepare my gown for the evening and I will be there momentarily. You remember which one we discussed?
The red silk gown with the lace fringe, milady.
Very good. Now go.
As you wish, milady. My lord.
Once again, I must commend you on your selection of handmaidens, my love. I really like this one. You definitely have an eye for talent. Oh yes, I believe you and I are going to have a lot of fun with her. She has a fantastically reserved nature, but such a fiery spirit inside. Most enjoyable. She's also remarkably good at her daily duties, and it is such a rarity to find both. So please, love, do me a favor. Try not to break this one.